Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we will bless the Lord at all times on this Friday morning. Well, I tell you, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and just bless his holy name. Spirit of the true and living God, we thank you, O God, for being our awesome Father, for being the Almighty God, our everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the God of all. And we thank you, Lord, you are the God of our salvation. So we glorify you, Father, for making us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Thanking you, O God, for giving us the victory in all things. We thank you, O God, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, O God, for this Master's Call, that we can come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We honor you, O God, for the people that are on this call. We thank you for blessing them and they abiding in your peace at all times. We thank you, Father, for the anointed speaker that you have this morning, Lord God, that she will pour out what you have given her, Lord God. We glorify you this day, Father, because we know that all is well in every given situation because we have the victory in Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God, for blessing our going out, blessing our coming in, blessing everything our hands touch and where our feet tread. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host this morning. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much for that tag. Woo! And thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Excuse me. This is Minister Wanda from Chicago. And if this is your first time, we welcome you. Now, I would like to tell you how this telecommunications sanctuary got started. It was founded in October the 20th by two phenomenal women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They were called and they obeyed. Now, it was established on a scripture, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Hallelujah. Now, excuse me, we also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we start in prayer, and we also end in prayer. Now, I would like you to invite your friends and family. It's a wonderful way for them to start their day. Also, you can get our messages from the beginning to the end, from October till the end of this day, this call, by going to the website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All our messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, the theme for the year is in 2018 through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as Greeter Minister Terrell just did, a host as I am doing, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have prayer requests or a praise report. And if so, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Now, this phenomenal company that has been truly a blessing to me as well as others. God has blessed us to be a part of this phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now Artists Life. We have great products, as Minister Brenda would say, on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. Now, if you would like to find out more about our company, you can get with the person that invited you. Now, we also have the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call. Excuse me. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. And a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artists products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617. Also, as I repeat it again, the number is 712-770-4005, the PIN 294-617#. Now, we do have a bypass number if needed. It's free, and that number is 716-293-9707 if you're having a problem trying to get on the call. Again, the number is 716-293-9707. Now, today is Friday, and on Fridays, we have a part two. So after this call, we want you to stay on so that you may give your prayer requests or your praise report on the, the morning motivational call. Today we have Platinum President Natasha Lewis. Natasha Lewis. Now, I'm kind of pronouncing her name wrong, but but you will hear her on the morning motivational call. Now, we are getting ready for our conference, our regional conference, which is going to be held in Cincinnati, Ohio, at the Radisson Hotel. Go and register at your back office as soon as you can for $39. And the number to the hotel is 859-491-1200. Again, 859-491-1200. And you must make your reservations for the airport to fly in at CVG. Now, I'm going to get out of the way. Excuse me. I'm going to get out of the way so that I may introduce a woman of God, excuse me, that will bring the word to us, a blessed child of God. And her name is Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale is the daughter of Yule and Patricia, deceased Lauderdale, and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a BS degree in criminal justice in 1990. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of one, a son, Kalon Williams. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She is also a transformation professional with a Christian-based health and wellness company called Ardis Life. She has served several years as parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, a golfing organization, and has held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention during the 1980s through 2002. Tiffany has always been an active member at her church. She is currently a member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where the pastor is Bishop Kenneth Ormond. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon. She is a basketball mom and is training him to be a young man in the army of God, and she's doing a great job at it. She believes that she should raise her son in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the master's call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Let's get ready and receive. I will introduce to some and present to other the only one, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am. I hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for being our host this morning here on the Master's Call. And thank you for that introduction. And also thank you for sharing two powerful words with us this week. They definitely have blessed my soul. So thank you, thank you, thank you for serving us in excellence this morning. To you, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our prayer general, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and opening up the call up in prayer, and for our tag, Bless the Lord at All Times Friday. And to each of you here on the Master's Call, I say God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you. May God continue to bless you and keep you as you go through this day. And I would not be, it would not be like me not to thank the two co-founders of this, the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes, because if it was not for their yes to what the Lord gave them, then we would not have the opportunity to be here this morning. So I thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And so this morning, I mean, God has is amazing. I mean, today, August the 31st, 2018, August the 31st of 2018, the last day of August. We are getting ready on tomorrow to begin a new month. The month of August has been a month of new opportunities, of new possibilities, of new things, the number eight signifies that it's a new thing, new beginnings, new things have happened in our lives. And so we give God the glory and the praise. And so this morning, God is simply telling me for you to be prepared, to be prepared, be prepared. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, let us run with endurance that race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let us run. See, we're all running this race that Jesus has given to each of us. We all have our own lane. We all have our own race that we must run. We don't have an option. We have to do it. I mean, you can take an option to sit down, but I'm telling you, that's not the smart decision. The smart decision would be to trust God and to activate your faith and run the race. And so the race is already set before you. So that means that the Lord already predestined what was going to happen in each of our lives, even before we were birthed from our mother's womb. Looking unto Jesus, and that is key in that verse. Looking unto Jesus means that we cannot be distracted by the messages that are being thrown to us. Why are we focused on what Trump? We're looking at what Trump is doing, but don't let that oversee you and what you're doing. Don't let that take precedence over everything that you need to do, because what you cannot do is you cannot control Donald Trump, but you can pray for him. So anytime he does something that kind of makes you feel a little bit uneasy, just offer up a prayer for him. Don't let that consume your day. Don't let that consume your time. Remember, your focus must be on Jesus. He is our fortune. He is the prize that we're trying to get to. So we need to make sure that we stay present with Jesus, that his presence stays among us, that we do not be distracted by the messages, by what's going on around us, but that our focus is on Jesus, for he is the author and the finisher of our faith. To prepare, what does prepare mean? Prepare means to make something ready for use or consideration. Looking at the synonyms, it says to make and to get ready, to put together, to draw up, to produce, to arrange, to assemble, to construct, to compose, and to formulate. And I also want to make sure that we know what it means as far as endurance. Endurance is the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. Synonyms are toleration, tolerance, sufferance, forbearance, patience, and acceptance. If you have been following me on social media or even when I've spoken to you before, the Lord had me for the last 20 days making sure that I was reciting Psalms 23, and I'm telling you, it has blessed me in a major way. And in Psalm 23, in verse 23 and 5, it says that the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and that he anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over, means that my cup overflows. And so as Jesus is preparing, not only does he prepare a table before me, but he goes to prepare a place for each of us when we leave from this place. And that's because of preparation. So I'm asking you right now, the things that God have opened up for you in this month of August, you may need to take a moment to reflect back on the days if you're not journaling. Think back to what it was in this month of August And keep in mind, today's the 31st, so it's still not over. Think back in the month of August on the things that were new in your month of August. What things were new for you? What new opportunities were opened up for you? What new doors of possibility were opened up in your life? See, he opened them up because he's saying now it's time for you to be prepared, to be prepared, to be positioned, to run with endurance, to focus on me, because in the month of September, I have breakthroughs coming. In the month of September, I have new blessings coming from you. In the month of September, I have new promises and new possibilities that are awaiting you with your name on it. See, I am not only anointing your hair with oil, but I am preparing you for the overflow. What are you speaking? What are you saying? What prayers are you praying? What life are you speaking into existence? Now is not the time to get tired, but now is time to step your faith up. Now it's time to activate your faith and trust God like never before. Yes, we are living in some perilous times, but one thing I know is that we serve a God who is able. And as Brenda said when she came on the line, I will bless the Lord, not when. Sometimes, nope, she didn't say that. A few times, no. One time, no. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his name. See, we will bless the Lord at all times, even when the stuff comes that we don't want to deal with. You know what? You say, God bless you. You know what? I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And when you just think of that, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you and for me, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Not only thank you for blessing me, but thank you for keeping me. Thank you for preparing me. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for your rod and for your staff, which comforts me. Lord, we thank you because no matter what situations we go through, your hand is always upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he always makes a way out of no way. But we got to face it up. I say face it up because the faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So why do we think we could just sit down and not do anything? We can't. We can't. Stand up. Get up. Be ready. Be prepared. Exercise your faith. Exercise your what you're speaking in your life. Minister Kai has speak life for a reason. The power is in your tongue. Speak life. Speak it out. Write it down. If you can't talk about it, write it down. The Bible instructs us to write the vision and make it plain. We're good about thinking stuff, but what about activating our faith? Activate your faith today. See, overcomers are not born. They are developed over time. And prayer is a place where development takes place. So what are we praying? You know, we're good about asking others to pray for us, but have we actually taken the time to pray about our own situation? And before we even take it out to somebody, are we even having a conversation with God to find out, what is this thing that I'm in right now? Lord, tell me, show me, why am I going through this? He'll tell you, but if you're, you know, reaching out to the BFF or you're reaching out to somebody who really you shouldn't be reaching out to just because you got to talk to somebody, have a conversation with Jesus. He will definitely work it out. And I have to share this because when I read this,
the other day, it really blew me away. I mean, I thank God for his word, and I thank him for the variations of the different Bibles that he has. But when I was reading the other day in the Message Bible, Psalms 23, I've been on this for, tomorrow will be our 21 days, and thank you to everybody who has joined in this challenge along with me, because definitely it is. Done some things, which I'll share later, but God is good, and I thank him for his word, and I thank him for how it is made simplistic to us. I mean, even a kindergartner can learn and read and receive the way the Bible is written. So this is what it says in the Message version. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's hook makes me feel secure. You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessings. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Hallelujah to God for his word. God loves each and every single one of you. I am just saying today on this 31st day of August 2018 to prepare, to position yourself, to posture yourself, to purge yourself of all those things that should not be around you in your life. Let them go. Focus on Jesus and do not be distracted, because prosperity is here for you. I love each and every single one of you. May God continue to bless you. May he continue to elevate you, and may he continue to keep you as you be always prepared in your journey for the greater and the newer things that are ahead of you. God bless you. Back over to you, Minister Wanda.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that word. I must hear it again, that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you so much for this day. Thank you for your speaker, Lord, your woman of God. Thank you for the word that she has given to us, Lord God. Bless her. Put the virtue back in her, Lord. Continue to use her in a very special way. Lord, now we lift up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Bless them in a very, very special way. Continue to use them, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that they didn't wreck the train. Father, we lift up Artist Life. Thank you for this phenomenal company, Lord. Bless them in a very special way. Give them the vision, what to do, when to do, and how to do. Lord, I lift up the sickness, Lord, of the people. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Father, touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord God. There's so much sickness going on, but Father, you still a healer. You still a deliverer. I lift up the bereaved families, Lord, everywhere. Comfort them with peace. Strengthen them, Lord God. I lift up the Sloan family, Father. I lift up the McGee family. Strengthen them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up the TMC family. Father, keep us together, Lord. I lift up every listener, Lord. Bless them in a greater way, Lord God. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, to hear the playback of this powerful message, you have to go to 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. Again, it's 712-432-1085. And the pound number is, the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Now, we are headed once again to the regional event, which is going to be October the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th at the Radisson Hotel in Cincinnati, Ohio. We want you to join us. Oh, we're going to have a wonderful time. We need you to go to your back office and register. It's just $39. And you can also call the hotel direct, which the number is 859-491-1200. Again, that's 859-491-1200. And you must come in at CVG Airport. Now, we have a part two here, and I want to thank you once again, Minister Brenda, for that tag. That tag was truly a blessing, and bless the Lord at all times Friday, all times. Excuse me. Thank you once again for that powerful message. This morning, Minister Tiffany, will you please come and close us with the benediction?
Amen, amen, amen. Father, we rise early to meet with you this day. Your will is our assignment. Have your way in us. For the race isn't given to the swift or to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. So equip us, God, to finish our races. Renew our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our souls, our hearts, and our minds in the name of Jesus. And as we are preparing, God, I pray that you would allow the manifestations of your promise to be manifest in our lives on this day and forevermore. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the miraculous, in the marvelous and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And the next voice that you will hear on the line will be none other than one of the co-founders of this, The Master's Call, that will take us into part two of our call with your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. I'm turning the call over at this time.
Good morning. This is Dr. PK. I just want you all to know that God is good. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. You are absolutely awesome. I love you, and I thank God for you. I thank God for all of you. Minister Wanda, Minister Brenda, you all are super fantastic. God is so good. As we enter our Friday morning prayer, Pastor Vanessa and I a long time ago said that prayer is not talking about it, but it is doing it. It is absolutely doing what we say that we're going to do in going before the Lord and knowing knowing without a shadow of a doubt that he's a God who will hear and answer prayer. So at this time, I want you guys to know that we have a few things to pray about as we were closing, and prayer went up for those concerns that we already have. We now are opening the call up for concerns that you have, but not only prayer concerns, but praise reports, because I know that many of you have been so blessed and you would like to share. So at this time, we are going to open up the queue so that those of you who would like to come in to give your praise report or ask for prayer, please do so at this time. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory for the great, great things that he has done. We thank God for Pastor Vanessa this morning. Thank God for Mother Josie. I know that she's enjoying her children. Her oldest son is there, so we just thank the Lord. At this time, the queue is open for anyone to come in. Minister Kai, I know that you are on the board. I am not on the board this morning, so please help me with the people who are coming on the board. We are traveling to Savannah this morning, so for our family reunion. And as we are traveling, we are asking that you guys please, please keep us in prayer, because as you all know, the devil is always busy, but God is a God who is most powerful. And so we thank God this morning for what he is doing in our lives. Praise the Lord. It has also been stated that we are talking so that folk can come on in the queue to give us our prayer, give us your prayer request or your praise report. We are praying for this conference. For Artists International, we're praying for the family, the Diaz de Leon family. I tell you, Linda Kidd is somebody absolutely awesome. And she and her team, Trinity, are sponsoring this conference. And I know it's going to be off the chain. So if you can go, please go on and get into the hotel today. I understand yesterday was the last day, but you may can squeeze something in today. Go on and do that and get there, if there is any ways possible for you to get there. All righty. Do we have anybody, Kai, on the board in the queue? Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be hallelujah in our mouths, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And so this morning we are blessing his name for all that he's doing for us. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if we don't have anybody coming in the queue, we are going to go right on, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Minister Kai, can you hear me? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Did I drop?
Hello? We can hear you.
No, Dr. PK, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
We hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I couldn't tell. I was asking for Minister Kai, who is on the board. I couldn't hear anybody. Okay, well, if we don't have any prayer requests this morning and no praise reports, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, because God is a God who knows our hearts, and he knows exactly what we need, when we need it. God bless the name of Jesus this morning. Bless his holy name. So at this time, we are going to go to God in prayer and ask him to continue to do for us what he has been doing for us, and that is rocking us steady on this journey of life. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, holy God, today, this is the day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And we thank you this morning, God, for your goodness, for your mercy, and your kindness. We give you the glory, God, for you are God who can do all things. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And we bless your holy name, God. God, today, as we come before you, we come lifting up the needs of your people. You know those who are sick in their bodies, those who have called us saying that cancer has come again, has returned, those who have said that I've just been told that I have cancer, the Doug Atkins of this world. God, we ask that you move in a mighty way and that they realize that your healing is for them, and that cancer and strokes and all of these different degenerative diseases of aging are just names, but the name of Jesus is the name that we need to call on, knowing that Jesus took every sickness, every disease to the cross and left it there. And so, God, right now, we decree and declare healing in the bodies of your people. We thank you and we just praise you, God, for those who have been in car accidents and unfortunate incidents that have caused them to be in the hospital as Corey Johnson. We ask, God, that you move in that hospital room right now and that you heal in the name of Jesus, and that you bring back together those broken bones and heal that lung, that punctured lung, and those 8 ribs that were cracked. God, you come, you move, you work a miracle. God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy in your name. We pray for the couple who was killed right after their wedding last week. God, we ask that you bless that family who's mourning the loss of their loved ones. So those who are grieving the loss of loved ones due to death, for whatever the cause, we ask, God, that you move in the midst of their lives. Bring peace, bring joy where there is sorrow. You are the one who helps us through these grieving situations. Without you, God, life would just swallow us up. God, we pray this morning for those who are seeking jobs. You know exactly what job they need, what job. Open the door that no one can shut. Open the door, God, and move so that they will know without a shadow of a doubt that this is where they should be. I'm praying this morning for our children as they are going back to school, God. I've gotten requests already for children who are going back to school. They've just gotten back in the doors. Good. We ask now, God, that you and your angels of protection will be around our children right now, our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. We bless your name, God. We give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Now, God, we ask, God, that you will help our leaders all over the world, beginning here in the United States. God, we ask that you will move in a mighty way. We speak peace here in the United States, peace throughout the world, peace that only you can bring, peace that surpasses our understanding, peace in the name of Jesus. We call you for peace today. We need you, God, to move in this country. Help us, God. Help us to love as never before, to love beyond the barriers that have been placed to divide us, to love so that those walls will be melted, and so that we can embrace each other in spite of our differences. Love, God. love in the White House, love all the way down through all of these houses to each of our individual houses. We thank you and we praise you for love today. Love in our church houses. We pray for our pastors, our ministers, those who are overseeing our souls. Love, God, we speak love in the lives and the hearts of your people today. Love, God, we thank you and we give you the glory. God, we thank you for the creative, strategic ideas that you have given all of us, and those of us who don't realize that you've given each of us some idea that will help to build the kingdom, whether it is a health and wellness idea, a financial idea, just an idea to go out for motivational and encouragement. I ask today that you will bless us so that we will all realize that there's so many people out here who needs to hear a word that they can live healthy and not die if they will put the right things in their mouths, that they can live wealthy, hallelujah, if they would understand the principles of finance and where we are going in this time with this finance. God, in the name of Jesus, help us today. Help us to know that we fight not each other, but the sins that the devil stirs up. Hallelujah. We fight not skin, but sin in Jesus' name. We thank you today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you orchestrated family. So bless couples today. Bless families today. In Jesus' name, we love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. And God, right now, we join our hearts and our minds as we pray for the Diaz de Leon family, as we pray for the artist family, as they are coming together for their for this conference in October. We ask that, God, you move in a mighty way, that your presence will be there, and that they will leave there saying, oops, I thought we had had a good conference, but this is the best that I've ever seen. God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, we bless you, God, and we give you the praise for what you are doing for your people right now. And we ask, God, that you will continue to keep us here as a TMC family, on our knees praying, and then up on our toes shouting and praising you, because you are worthy of all the praise that we can give, and you and only you can answer the prayers that we bring and place at your altar. We love you, we thank you, and we give you the glory for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. I say to each of you, go out and have a super fantastic weekend. This is Labor Day weekend. This is the time that we are praying for those who have jobs, those who are looking for jobs, those who have been laboring so that so that we can live a better life here in the United States. And so as you're going out this weekend, be careful and love up on your family. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And come back on Monday ready to hear what thus says the Lord. My husband and I will be ready to preach on Monday morning in Jesus' name. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a super fantastic weekend.